Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
While things have been fairly quiet on the Nikola Vucevic trade front, Jeff Weinbach of FanSided and ESPN Radio floated around a potential trade that could see Nikola Vucevic going to the Detroit Pistons in exchange for Isaiah Stewart. We're going to talk about it all and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Sky? What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host there, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Chicago Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today. So Jeff Weinbach of, like I said, FanSided, and he's of ESPN Radio, tweeted this out. The market for Nikola Vucevic has been quiet up to this point, but the Pistons are an intriguing team that could emerge as an under-the-radar suitor for Chicago's skill for center. Detroit would value an experienced stretch five of Vucevic's skill set, and the two-time All-Star would be capable of playing alongside Jalen Duren in potential double big lineups. If there's genuine interest, the Pistons can approach the Bulls with a proposal centered around 24-year-old center Isaiah Stewart in a straightforward swap. Vucevic will be entering next season on a 21.4 expiring contract, which means swapping Stewart for the veteran big man in this scenario could create cap flexibility for Detroit in 2026 as well. Now, I want to be clear here. Isaiah Stewart, while a really good defensive, and we're going to get into his defensive numbers here for a second, that is not an even swap for Nikola Vucevic at all. But as I've said before, you're probably not going to get an even swap for Nikola Vucevic at this point. If you were going to get an even swap for Nikola Vucevic, guess what? He would have been moved at the trade deadline. So that's the first thing here. And I know people are already going to get to typing, oh my God, this is a bad deal. Now, Isaiah Stewart also is technically an undersized center, being 6'8", 250 pounds. He's 24 years old. He was a former 16th overall pick in 2000 by the Detroit Pistons. Over his 5 years now in the NBA, he's averaged 8.6 points per game, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, a half a steal per game on 50% shooting from the field and 34% shooting from three. So, Bulls fans are going to ask, why the hell would the Chicago Bulls do this trade? For one, you get a younger, defensive-minded center that maybe, while not the lob threat, does bring a lot of the paint defense. I said we're going to get into the defense numbers. Let's look at this. Since his rookie year in the NBA, Isaiah Stewart came in, and the players that he was guarding shot the ball on average 4% worse when he was guarding them. Last year, that number was up to 5%. When you look at his defensive on-off numbers, for example, over his years with the Detroit Pistons, negative 5 points per possession is what teams against him average when he's on the court. Though this is a guy that raises your defensive ceiling. There is no question about that. Defensively, he raises your defensive ceiling. And with the Bulls being last year the worst paint defensive team in the league, I could see maybe where that would be a little enticing for the Chicago Bulls. But let's be clear here. Isaiah Stewart is really nothing to sing home about when it comes to offensively. Now, he's also a $15 million contract, which is about $6 million less than Nikola Vucevic. So there's that. And because the Detroit Pistons have a little room, they can absorb his money. He's not as long of a contract as what Isaiah Stewart's on either. This is, we got my boy Troy in here said, dude's a dog. Absolutely. And that is the thing. For my box score watchers, you will never understand how good Isaiah Stewart is. Now, for my basketball fans, the people who actually watch the game of basketball, you will know Isaiah Stewart brings that. I had a voicemail today from, I can't remember who left the voicemail, but he said the Bulls have no dogs on this team. They don't have tough players on this team. Guess what Isaiah Stewart is? Isaiah Stewart is a dog. Isaiah Stewart is tough. Isaiah Stewart brings some of that ish that we're missing from this team. He brings that. And so I would love Isaiah Stewart for that mix. Now, I will say this. If it's gotten to the point to where Isaiah Stewart is the best that they can get for Nikola Vucevic, I want to be clear here. I don't think that that's necessarily terrible. I don't. And I know not everybody's going to agree with that. And that's perfectly fine. Vooch himself is a really good player. And I want to be clear there. But at 24 years old, on a relatively cost-effective contract, and better than what Vooch is. And here's the thing that I like about Isaiah Stewart. You're not bringing him in to be your starting center. I want to be clear on that one. At that point, Collins probably becomes your starting center, while Isaiah Stewart is your dog off the bench. And the thing that I love about Isaiah Stewart is he doesn't get in the way of the player. Once you find your long-term starting center, he can play with that guy. So I'm not mad at that at all if that ends up being the case. I know that naturally Bulls fans are going to want to look at, well, who's the guy that gets us everything that Vooch does plus defense? Here's the thing I'm going to tell y'all. Stop getting high. Because if you think that the Bulls are going to find a player that brings even 80% of what Vooch does offensively and is better defensively for Nikola Vucevic without giving up the farm, you're high. You're stupid. And so that's what it comes down to. You'll be getting Isaiah Stewart at 24 years old with 2 years left on his contract, a team option in the third year, meaning you can come off that money if need be as well. Only $15 million. It's a flat contract. No raises on that contract. It's not bad. It's not bad. Vaughn asked a great question. Are you sure he's not our starting center? Maybe he is. Maybe he is. Right? I'm not counting it out. So that's the thing that you have to look at for. I get it. There are going to be so many Bulls fans that are trying to look and find this thing out to be a bad trade. But I tell you what, if the Detroit Pistons come calling for Isaiah Stewart, keep in mind, 6'8", 6'9", with a 7'4 wingspan, 250 pounds, and tough as fuck, I'll take that as my center. I'll take that as my center. I'm not mad at that if that's your center. Not mad at that at all. Hayes, this is just a question for my own sanity. If Stewart did come to Chicago, would it be possible to increase his value to turn back out on the market after they find their long-term big? But why would you? You still need a backup big. I mean, it's possible. Anything's possible. But I at $15 million, it's not a bad contract, and it actually gets better every year that goes on. So it's around mid-level exception money. He's always productive defensively. Like, the things that he's good at aren't based off athleticism. It's based off toughness and strength. Those things aren't going to go away at 24 years old. So, I mean, yeah, it's definitely possible that his trade value increases, but it's also possible that when you find your long-term starting center, he's the perfect backup for you. And keep in mind, depending on who that center is, he may be able to play next to that center too. He's just undersized, man. I don't know if it's the best option. Fuck it. Listen, the undersized thing, that's why I led with his defensive stats, because to me, you can tell me that you're worried about a player being undersized, but when we have the factual evidence that him guarding centers, he holds them in the paint. Do you know how big of a difference it is to hold players that you're guarding to 5% less than their average field goal shooting percentage in the paint against big men? That's hard as fuck to do. That's not easy to do. So if you're doing that already at being undersized, I'm fine with it. I'm not, again, because offense isn't your game. And let's be clear, he's had seasons where he's averaged double-digit points per game. Two of them, as a matter of fact. So I'm not worried about that. How reliable is that source? That's the great question. That's why, if you notice it, it doesn't have breaking news. The thumbnail says NBA rumors because, and to his credit, I don't think Jeff Weinbach is reporting this as this is something that's been talked about. He's reporting this as This is a possibility, and the Pistons could have interest, and here's why, right? In fairness is what I think that he's presenting this in. So I want to be clear that that's why it doesn't say breaking news. Usually if you see my title say breaking news, that's when I'm ready to bet on something in the report that's there. That's not how this is. So that's not what I'm reporting here. So just a FYI there for anyone that's wondering that. So, you know, we shall, again, I don't hate this. I don't hate this at all. And I know there are going to be some that do hate it. I don't. I actually think this would be a very smart deal for the Chicago Bulls. We saw Zach Collins start last season with Josh Giddey and look pretty good there. I'm not mad at it. Rory says you'd have to be crazy to pass on Stewart. I don't disagree with you. Billy put 6'6 DJJ at the 5, 6'8 Stewart will start. There you go. Hey, listen, I tell you that. Rodman 2.0, I can't say that, bro. That's a different caliber. That's a different league, my brother. A lot of centers either good offensively or bad offensively and solid on defense. There's not a perfect center out there that provides you scoring. Vooch do, but gives you really good defense too. I think the only perfect center that can do that is probably Anthony Davis, but then again, he doesn't want to play center. Like, he's probably the perfect balance. He can't stay healthy as far as defense and offense. And that's just off the top of my head. But, you know, it is what it is there. You're choosing toughness and strength, and that's pretty much it. A distraction in the court more than tough. Stewart is 6'9 with a 7'4 wingspan, which makes up for his height. I would love this trade, a straight-up animal man. Again, we're missing toughness. I wouldn't mind that. Is Stewart's salary similar to Vooch? Could we?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get a pick and see this? This is where y'all will talk yourself out of some coochie. Like, literally. This is where y'all will talk yourself out of some coochie. Always trying to get a little bit extra. Like, let's keep in mind here. The Bulls ain't been able to move Nikola Vucevic for a fucking bowl of oatmeal. And now you're talking about a center that brings almost everything defensively you need, other than the purists that are like, but he's not 7 foot, Hayes. He's not 7 foot. Other than those purists, he's bringing everything that you could possibly need from a center. And y'all worried about trying to get another pick for a player that we've had hard time moving at all. Come on, man. What are we doing here? What?
Oh, my God. Hayes, he's not 7 foot. Are we not going to get a pick in another trade? Oh, my God, Hayes. What are we doing?
Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Shut up, not you, just the people that are whining. Shut up. Shut up. Stop complaining. Isaiah Stewart as a Chicago Bulls center, and the Bulls make it to the playoffs next April. Listen, I don't know about that, but yeah, I feel you. What up, Hayes? It's all right, just like every other move the last couple of years. Yeah. You know, it's not the move that clearly makes you like, you're like, oh my God, we're off to the playoffs now. But it is definitely a move that helps you become a better defensive team, which you need. We sure we want Stewart's crazy ass? Yes. You need somebody like that. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Joel Embiid has both. Good point. See, that's why I said I was just off the top of my head. Flaccavelli, good point there. Definitely good point there. Would you do this trade if it meant giving them the Portland pick too? That's tough, man. That's tough. And I know the Portland pick is generally looked at as a fake pick, but that's still tough. And with the way that Portland's on their keep in mind, we still got 3 more years of protection on that pick. I don't know, man, because I could really see Portland flirting and somehow with luck and injury get into the playoffs in the next 3 years. I can completely see that happening. People had a fraction of the dog in him that Stewart has, he'd be an all-star. Listen, you're not wrong about that one. You are not wrong about that one at all. We don't need a seven-footer. We need a rebounder, tough guy, and we are competitive. I like our young guys. You're not wrong. You need somebody who brings what you're lacking, right? And the Bulls were the worst paint defense in the league last year. You change some of that paint defense, you get a guy in there that teams are going to have to think about if they want to go in on, right? And that can stop some centers, and that even at 6'8", 6'9", averaged over a block per game. Like last year, he averaged a block and a half per game and only played 19 minutes per game. Just think about that for a second. A block and a half per game at 19 minutes per game? Sign me up for that guy. Sign me up. Hey, shout out from the Philippines. I appreciate you, brother. The Chicago missed on the Whitmore. We didn't have an open roster spot to do that trade, so you can't miss something that you can't do. I'm just saying. The Portland pick is probably going to convey in 2027. That's why I'm a little iffy on giving up that. Like, a year ago, I would have said, yeah, because the Portland Trailblazers looked like they were so far away. But, like, everybody in that organization is talking about how they're really gunning for the playoffs this year. And if they're gunning for it this year, that means they're going to get closer and closer every year. I think by 2028, we probably have a good chance of getting that pick, personally. We definitely have to use the phrase to help fans ask for too much with these trades to help you. You would talk yourself out of some bomb coochie. You take it or leave it. Listen, like, real talk. I want a Gafford or Robert Williams third, but I'll take Stewart. I feel that. Gafford, I feel you. Robert Williams is an interesting one, right? Because I do think you could probably get Robert Williams if you were willing to take or give Portland their pick back. The same way that we got our pick back in the Zach LaVine trade, I think that if you can match salary, there's probably a good chance you can get Robert Williams off the Portland Trailblazers by giving them their pick back. The problem with that is that do you want to – like, he's the center Lonzo Ball. Like, real talk. And no knock on – when he's on the court, he's one of the best rim protectors in the league. Right, he's one of the best rim protectors in the league. The problem is that he's almost never on the court. So that would be my problem with Robert Williams. I love him as a player that brings what the Bulls are lacking, but he's just not on the court enough. He's not on the court enough. I love Stewart's game. Me too. I love for what he brings, I love what he brings there. Give us the goon, Stewart. I'm telling you, this would be perfect for the Chicago Bulls. If this were to happen, this would almost be the perfect trade for the Chicago Bulls. Real talk. And I don't throw that word around perfect a lot. Again, it's not your starter center of the future, but it is a guy that brings everything that you need right now. And to Von's point, maybe he is your starter. Right? Maybe if he can play in an up-tempo offense, maybe he is your starter. I don't know how much of a lob threat he is. I don't know if they even use him as a lob threat. I don't know how much of that he is, so I'm not even going to speak to that. But I think with his shot-blocking ability, his on-ball defensive ability, all those things, he brings a lot. He brings a lot. Paint defense would also get us some more wins. The East is so wide open now. With Tatum hurt, Halliburton hurt, teams will make the improvements, and trading for Stewart will help. There you go. Robert Williams' dream. So yeah, he's a dream because he never plays. Almost any time you think you see him playing, it's a dream of you remembering some shit that happened before because he doesn't play a lot, right? So, like, that's the problem. If somebody told me, real talk, if somebody said to me, Hayes, guaranteed, 65 to 68 games for Robert Williams every year the rest of his career, I'd say, bam, send them the Portland pick back, whatever salary that we need to match, which we don't need to max exactly because we got a little bit of room underneath the first tax apron, and I say, bam, let's not worry about it. But because it's such a big injury concern with Robert Williams, it's tough to do that. It's tough to do that. Chris Boucher over Stewart, in my opinion. I like Chris Boucher, but not over Isaiah Stewart. He's not nearly the on-ball defender that Isaiah Stewart's showing himself to be so far. Chris Boucher is one of those players that is like, in theory, he brings you some of that. But we've seen Isaiah Stewart do it and do it more consistently than Boucher has done. And I think that's part of the reason Chris Boucher is not signed yet. Because I think like he's one of those players that you always look at and you're like, he can do it, but he hasn't done it consistently yet. And that's part of the problem there. I only ask because I know when I feel too good about it, a trade probably means we are robbing the other team, so it feels unrealistic. I mean, I feel where you're coming from with there. I can feel where you're coming from with that for sure. Just what we need. Defensive-minded, big hello from Alaska. Go. But first of all, Sonny, shout out to you coming through from Alaska, brother. Io Stewart, Okoro, Trey, and Noah is good. Bro, that is a defensive unit that, like, especially if Noah Essengay's defense gets him on the court early on. Let's not even forget if Modest takes another step defensively too. Man, that the Bulls got some defense if that were to happen. Beef Stew playing with Josh Giddey, Kobe White, Modest Buzela, sign me up. Man, I'm not mad at it. That's always been Bouchere. He looks like he should be great, but in reality, he's just not. And that's part of the problem, right? And the Bulls have had some of those guys before, right? That is just like, it looks like you're doing something, but then when you start looking at the actual numbers and the results, you're like, you ain't did shit. You didn't do shit. It's like somebody at work that you always see walking and moving around, but they're really walking and moving around because they're not doing shit. So they give the appearance of doing something. And that's a problem for me. Not gonna lie, Vooch is a price a lot of teams could, is a piece a lot of teams could use. Yeah, but there's got to be something there as to why there are teams that are just not biting on Vooch. Like, what is going on there? Something got to be going on, and I really would love to know what it is. Hayes, if a trade of Stewart for Vooch happens, could the Bulls make another move due to Stewart making less than Nikola Vucevic? Someone like Preston Sturges, they don't have an open roster spot, bro. So because of the open roster spot, no. Now, if they were to buy out like a Javon Carter, then maybe. But we don't have an open roster. That's the biggest thing. The Bulls have money. We still got our full mid-level exception. We have a $17 million trade exception. We got money, but we don't have the roster spots open. And that's always what I was kind of worried about with having full 15 guaranteed contracts. So, you know, it is what it is. All right, but I appreciate you guys, man. I wanted to bring that update as quick as I had it. Make sure you guys are following us at Bull Central Pod. You send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullcentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that is thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See Red if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.